The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. If you are new here, this podcast is all about diving into people's favorite song of all time and hearing the personal stories behind them. I listen to the tracks, break them down, and decide if they're good enough to make it onto my playlist. Kind of like hanging out and swapping music with a friend, with a fun twist. Today's episode is going to be a bit special, as we are doing a family edition. I'm going to be interviewing three members of my family to see what their favorite song is. Now let's get to the interviews. Who am I here with today?
I'm Lourdes, the grandma of Rogelio.
So Lourdes, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
Autumn Leaves. I like it because of the melody and the wordings of the song. That's it.
Thank you for your time. I'm going to go ahead and listen to the first song. So at this point, please feel free to pause the podcast and listen to the song on your own. And then we can come back, you can play the podcast again, and then I'll tell you my thoughts. All right. I'm back. I just listened to the first song, Autumn Leaves. My grandma didn't specify which artist it was from, but I do know that the artist that she was referring to, and it was Nat King Cole's rendition of Autumn Leaves. After listening to this, I'm not a stranger to this song. I have listened to this song many times, as it is my grandma's favorite song. It's just such a beautiful song. Every time I listen to it, I'm just like reminded of my childhood, you know, just hearing this song all the time because of my grandma, and I know all the lyrics because of that. So I have some really fond memories personally to this song, and I feel like this was the song that kind of introduced me to Nat King Cole and like that whole realm of old time music, because my grandma, she listens to that kind of that era of music, like I believe it was like the 50s or the 60s around that time. That's like her era of music. So yeah, such a beautiful song, you know. I have some notes here that I took while I was listening to the song. You know, the lyrics are so beautiful. Like my grandma said, she enjoyed the lyrics. That's one of the most important parts of the song that she liked. And I totally agree. The lyrics are so, like, descriptive. They're very, like, the lyrics are, like, kind of reminiscing on, you know, an old lover. You know, kind of missing an old lover. I love the lyrics. And I would say my favorite lyric is, "Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song." You know, I just like the line, you know. I think it's a great line. Kind of just showing that ever since, you know, his lover went away, the days grow longer, you know, without the person he's missing. And, you know, I guess the whole song is kind of talking about how, like, the autumn leaves remind him of his lover. And, yeah. He's just saying, like, soon winter is coming, and, you know, he's just, like, sad that he can't see his lover. I love the lyrics. They're very beautiful. Very lovey, very, you know, I feel like very fitting for that time period as well. Another thing that I really liked about the song is Nat King Cole just... He just has such a beautiful tone to his voice. Such a clear, it's very clear, and very, he has a very distinct tone. You know, there's other tones that are like more breathy, but his tone is very clear, very crisp. He enunciates like all the words very, you know, crisp, right to the T, and you know, I love it. And finally, another thing, the last thing that I want to point out to this song is just the instrumental is just absolutely, it's such a like eargasm, you know, just hearing the orchestra in the back, the like woodwind instruments, I don't even know, there's woodwind instruments, there's the brass instruments as well, and obvious, and another thing, the jazz piano in the back, so nice to hear. I love that kind of genre of music. But yeah, that was Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. I would say that 100% this song is going into my playlist. I think it already is in one of my playlists. But yeah, this song I hold so, like, pretty dearly to my heart. And of course, it is just overall an amazing song. So that's that. On to the next song. Who am I here with today?
Hi, my name is Maria Cortez. I'm the mother of Rogelio Cortez.
So Maria, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
I have so many songs I like, but the one thing that resonates to me is Dancing Queen by the group ABBA. It's because I love dancing, and it's an iconic dance that, I mean music that lasts a long time, even if they've been in the music scene for so many, many years. And it also reminds me about the movie Mamma Mia. It's very fun, dancing light, so that's it.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
All right, we're at that time in the podcast where I'm going to listen to the second song. So again, feel free to pause the podcast, listen to the song, and I'll tell you my thoughts. All right, we're back, and I just finished listening to Dancing Queen by ABBA. Such an iconic song and such an iconic group. This has to be one of the most popular songs of all time. And given that, and the fact that this is my mom's favorite song, I am aware of the song. I am very familiar with the song. So yeah, my thoughts. Yeah, kind of circling back to what my mom was saying about why this is her favorite song, about it being like a very danceable, very upbeat, like happy song. I totally see all of that. You know, has a very catchy melody, has very catchy lyrics, and this is honestly just like a song that you can just hear at like, I don't know, like a club in like the 80s or the 90s, whenever the song came out. You know, it's such an iconic song. I feel like when you listen to this, you just can't help but feel good. Can't help but just, you know, move your body, just dance a bit. Yeah, it's just one of those pop songs that just kind of gets you moving. Some things in particular that kind of stood out to me and I caught during like this more detailed listen. I really like how the instruments work in tandem with like certain parts of the song, like just before the pre-chorus, or sorry, just before the chorus, there's like this violin hit, and it like, it's, I don't know, so distinct that like when you hear it, you know that the chorus is coming, and I just think it's a nice addition. And then there's this like synth sounding instrument during like the verse, and it goes like higher, kinda plays like low and then like high. I don't know, there's just little like instrumental hits, like fills like throughout the song, and I feel like it adds a lot of depth to the song, and you know, it makes it like more unique. Like, I know it is just a pop song, but you know, adding certain things like that in terms of like instrumental just adds so much more to it, and it makes it more interesting and more distinct, I guess. But yeah, another thing I want to point out is that the chorus is just so amazing, so good. And I think after listening to this and trying to like hear for more nuance is the right word, but like specific things in the song, I feel like what I think makes the chorus sound so good is just the power and the tone of their voice when they sing it. When they sing the chorus, you know, they sing like, I guess, more high in the chorus and just with like a lot of power. And I feel like that makes the chorus so much more better in comparison to if they took a more calm approach, I guess, like a calm approach to their singing. But yeah, I don't know, there's a lot of power in their voice, and obviously, as I said before, that coupled with like the instrumentation, which is outstanding, just makes the song so much more catchy and iconic and amazing. So yeah, for Dancing Queen by ABBA, I would say that, you know what, why not? This is a yes. This can go into my playlist. Yeah, I'll probably add this to my playlist right after I'm done recording. But yeah, that was Dancing Queen by ABBA. Who am I here with today?
Angelica, Rahalia's sister.
So Angelica, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
I think it would be Nopal by Don Toliver. It's a bop, and it did go viral on TikTok recently, and I hate to be those people, but it was a bop before then, it's a bop now. A little bit getting overdone with the dance. The dances are cool that they're doing with it, but I've been loving the song, so.
Is there anything in particular, like, about the song, like, musically or anything of that sort that kind of stands out to you?
I think right when it starts, it just gets into it. The beat is just like, it just hits you. And I think back when I listened to it, I was just getting into his music. And I kind of went back and I like found the song and I like just loved it and just kept listening to it over and over. And he has some bars in it, just like the beat, it just like kind of pulls you in. And it's like, he has, like, Don Toliver is like one of my favorites right now, or just in general. So he has a lot of bops, but this one just like has something special to it. I don't know.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
We are at the final song now. So, once again, at this moment, you can pause the podcast, listen to the song, and then be right back to hear my thoughts. All right, so I just listened to No Pull by Don Toliver. And, I mean, like my sister said, this is a bop, for sure. This is a banger, 100%. You know, Don Toliver has been doing his thing lately. I swear, I think he dropped an album recently or something. I don't know, but I know he's on tour right now, and yeah, he's been killing it. He has such a distinct voice, like the auto-tune kind of style voice he has is very distinct. and it reminds me a lot of Travis Scott. But, you know, I feel like even then, it's still very unique to him, very unique in general. And he does it in such a, like, a very classy, very unique, like I said, way. And I love the way he flows on the beat, and just, he's a great artist. He's a really, really good rap artist. One thing that, you know, my sister noted was that the beat just hits right away, and yeah, I agree. It just hits you right away. As soon as you press the play button, it just goes right into it, and I love that. I love when songs, not just rap songs, but just songs in general, kind of go into the beat right away and just grab your attention. And honestly, maybe that is because I like have such a low attention span, but I love being captivated right away, right from the jump. And the song definitely does that. And it like keeps your attention for the whole song. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes, you know, your attention can be grabbed and then the verse can be kind of weak. So then you kind of, you know, doze off a bit, and then the rest of the song isn't that good, and then the chorus hits again. But then, you know, I think this is done honestly a lot in pop songs recently. Like, this is not even the same genre, but like in Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, she starts the song off with the chorus, I believe. Yeah, she does. And, you know, that's how you're kind of captivated right away. And that's basically what Don Toliver is doing right now. He doesn't start with the chorus right away. But, I mean, the beat hits you right away. And then he starts with the chorus. And then he, like, sings, like, the chorus lyrics, but... Yeah, overall, this is just such a vibe, such a good song. I know I usually say this at the end, but I already have this song on my playlist, and it's such a good song to, like, just put in the car, put the volume all the way up, and just let the bass, like, put the bass up, just let it vibrate the whole car, put the windows down. It's such a vibe. Yeah, in terms of lyrics, I mean, I would say that there's nothing really notable. I feel like a lot of like catchy melodic rap songs don't have kind of like, maybe not all of them, but a lot of songs like this, I feel like they're just meant to be like taken as like a vibe, just listening to it and enjoying it, kind of like enjoyment. And that's okay. Because this is a very enjoyable song. I guess if I had to choose my favorite lyric, I just like the lyric, "I'm popping hella Skittles." I feel like it's just a funny lyric. And yeah. But yeah, like the beat is really amazing. It hits you right away. It's just a very consistent beat. This song is amazing. As I said before, it's already in my playlist. I'm aware of this song. And this, I'll probably bump the song right after I'm done recording. So, yeah, shout out to Don Toliver. And that was No Pull by the one and only Don Toliver. Alright, so for this special edition episode, we had three really amazing songs of different varieties. We had a more chill, jazzy song in Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. That was such a beautiful song, beautiful lyrics, and, you know, such a classic, just a timeless classic, and a song that I also hold deep and near to my heart. Then we had a very upbeat, poppy song in Dancing Queen by ABBA. Again, this is also a timeless classic. Very amazing song. Very danceable song, and I enjoyed it a lot. And then finally we had a rap song in No Pull by Don Toliver, and you know, I love this song. It's in my playlist already, and it's just a very enjoyable melodic rap song. And I think this will be the first episode that all three songs that I have, you know, listened to are going into my playlist, like three for three. This is a first, and hopefully it won't be the last, because, you know, I want to keep these songs coming. I need to improve my playlist, but yeah, this was a very enjoyable episode. We had three really, really amazing songs, and thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to The Sound Verdict. This is Rogelio Cortez signing out.